Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. Happy Thanksgiving for those of you who are following this live, almost, right? 5 minutes at 5 a.m. Central Time. Just trying to give advice to young men, married men in particular, who want to have or do have a biblical worldview, a Christian worldview. And looking at Proverbs 22, we're going chapter by chapter, one chapter a day through Proverbs, through the month of November and December 1st, hoping just to really kick into gear a better habit of reading God's Word. Proverbs 22 has a ton in it, as do most of the Proverbs, and a lot of it is repetitive. By the time you get to chapter 2, you feel like you've read it before, especially if you've read Proverbs often. But I've got one verse in here that is unlike many of the others. That is, I don't think it is repeated. And it says this in verse 28. Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Right? Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. And I think in another place it talks about don't move a fence until you understand why it was put there or why your fathers put that fence there. So thinking of all the cultural changes that have happened here in the West, and when I mean the West, I mean the United States, Western Europe, all the cultural changes that have happened and thinking about how we are moving forward in a way without really thinking about why something was there. So for instance, how we have changed the idea of not having sex before you're married to, or having sex whenever you want to, as long as you want to and that other person wants to, is now the newest thing, right? And wow, that's a big cultural change. And why would we move so forward with that without really thinking about that and maybe consulting those who have gone before us? We've changed marriage. At least judicially, we have changed marriage to mean something that it was never intended to. So we've taken something that was made by someone else and we have changed it without his consent or his permission, if you will, consultation. So maybe in another practical way, those are some things that's hard for us to change in our culture, although we need to be careful of how we walk that out in our life, right? So a lot of Proverbs is giving us good wisdom, but people might say, hey, that's from the ancient days. That's from the ancients. Why would we listen to that? It's still really, really good advice. A lot of financial advice in Proverbs, if you were to follow it, would make you probably a lot wealthier than you are right now, or better off, or at least not enslaved to those that you are indebted to, right? So just a lot of good advice. And as far as the man of God pursuing God and being a good husband, thinking about what are some of the things that God has laid out for us that we really need to pay attention to and that we should not change. Like, how do we really love and cherish our wife, realizing that we're equals in his sight? That regardless of the culture of 2,000 years ago, women really weren't looked at as equals, but yet the authors of God's word who lived then wrote it down. So that was pretty culturally shocking, if you will. Still very relevant today to think about that. I don't know that we really have equal rights. I feel like there's always one that has to have rights over the other. Instead of, no, both. I have rights over my wife. My wife has rights over me. We can both want to do something that's not what the other wants to do, and we can both be right. We just have a hard time dealing with that. We don't want to think through and work through our issues, our ideas, our desires. We just want to have a pity party, I think, more often than not. I see a lot of immaturity in men. And so men need to seek real men who aren't going to go about their feelings or worry really about your feelings, but are going to go, hey, man up. This is what you got to do. If you're the man, here's what you got to do. So moving those ancient landmarks, moving a fence, changing something without really consulting wiser people than you, I think is good advice. So, hey, on this Thanksgiving Day, I hope that you're following in some traditions, doing some great traditional things, think about what Thanksgiving really is all about. Giving thanks to God for all that he has given us, and that the freedoms that we have, the joys that we have, maybe even the job that we have, the hard work, maybe even some of the hard things that have happened this year, God helped you get through those. I've got good, dear friends that have lost loved ones, even losing a child. And, you know, it's life is never easy, but it is so full of life, right? So just for us to give thanks, and I pray and hope that you will have an amazing Thanksgiving day and Thanksgiving weekend. God bless.